Now he opens this by saying, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us, or perfected, however you want to pronounce it. Now, no man has seen God at any time. Well, that's a statement that will be challenged, because I've had several letters of people when I made the statement before that no one had seen God. They began to give me scriptural illustrations of those that have seen God. They begin, of course, with Adam, and they tell me about him, and that Moses talked with God face to face, and that God put him in the cleft of the rock and went by. And then in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, Isaiah tells about going into the temple, and he says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his glory filled the temple. And yet we find Ezekiel had visions of God, and the Lord appeared to Daniel, and there are others that we could give. And yet we can say, as John said in his gospel, John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time. But that doesn't conclude that statement. But the only begotten of the Father, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. That is, he's exegeted him. Now, that just simply means this, that when God appeared to man in the Old Testament, they did not see God, for God is a spirit. And that's the way that you worship him. They saw what is known as a theophany. That is, that God manifested himself in some form to these men, but he did not manifest himself in all of his fullness, so that it can be said, and John is saying it now in his epistle, even after the Lord Jesus Christ has gone back to heaven, he can say, no man has seen God at any time. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. But how did you see him? Veiled in human flesh. So much so that multitudes that saw him didn't know him. And he was raised yonder in Nazareth, veiled in human flesh. They did not know that he was the Son of God. No man has seen God in all of his fullness. And that still holds good today. Now, the only way they can know about God, and the point that John is making here is just simply this, that no man has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God dwells in us. In other words, God today can manifest himself through believers in loving one another, and the world sees that. You see, the world does not know anything about the love of God. Sinners really don't know about God's love. And God even has to show it to us on the cross when Christ died. And he did that by the Holy Spirit. That love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that's given unto us. And God commendeth his love to us, that while we were sinners, while we were dead in trespasses, while we were ungodly, Christ died for us, you see. Now, that's the only way we can know about it. And it's still true, there's none that seeketh after God. So God has come down seeking man. And he came down 1900 years ago, manifesting himself in the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, all I know about God is what I know in the person of Christ. I don't know how God feels about certain things. I don't know what he thinks about certain things. But I can follow the Lord Jesus, and I can listen to him, and I know what God is thinking, and I can feel the heartbeat of God. I know how he feels at a funeral. Jesus wept, and he broke up every funeral he ever attended. And I know how he feels about little children. And I know that because of the fact he came and manifested God. Now, this wicked world that you and I live in, unfortunately, too many of us are trying to please the world today instead of trying to preach to the world. We're concerned about what the world thinks of us. The important thing is, what do they think of Jesus? What do they think of us as we represent him today? Someone has put it like this, at the age of 20, We do not care what the world thinks of us. At 30, we worry about what the world is thinking of us. And at 40, we discover that it wasn't thinking of us at all. And that's about true. But anyway, we are today to witness to the world. And how are you going to witness? Give out the word? Yes, that's all important. But when they see that there's no love among believers, and the world's hungry for love, they don't know what it is. Their definition of it would be a three-letter world spelled S-E-X. That's the love that the world knows about today. But they don't know anything about the love of God. They do not know that. And they do not know how wonderful He is. And you and I don't know. No man has seen God at any time. But He can be manifested in us, you see. That's the important thing. It was Plato who said, and I'm of the opinion Plato came in contact with Judaism. He says the radiant light is the shadow of God. And that is a good definition. And it was David that said, thou clothest thyself with light as with a garment. And a garment's something you cover yourself with. God covers Himself with light. The very thing that reveals conceals Him, because the light is so bright. And He is the only begotten Son that is in the bosom of the Father. He's led Him out where we can see Him. And He's the one that is God. And that's the only way you and I are going to know God today. This is very important, in fact, all important for us to know. And the thing is that the world's not seeing enough of this, and yet the world has seen it in the lives of a great many believers.